Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and greetings, and Assalamu Alaikum.
And we both want to welcome you. We're broadcasting from Washington, D.C., the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., and of course, this is their Blog Talk Radio show. And again, I repeat, I am your host, along with Brother Aziz, and we do want to welcome you. We're going to continue our conversation again this week, Brother Aziz. We're going to stay on taxations and pensions, and then hopefully we can get our financial house in order so we can start at the beginning of our year. And we always like to do that by making certain we start off with tax information and other information that we think is very important for business owners and those of you who are receiving wages. Also, Miss Baker, who is the our accountant, she'll be coming along on pretty soon. But in the meantime, Brother Aziz, we will add Liv. I think I'll let you start off. We have always, like you said, we're a network marketing and business identification organization. And what we mean by that is that we identify businesses in our communities, and we put our communities, we emphasize the African-American communities, even though we welcome all communities, but our biggest emphasis is on the African-American community. And it's not so much because we all are brown peoples or black peoples or whatever, has nothing to do with one's color. It has to do with the economical power of the African-American community is the reason why we emphasize the African-American community. We know that we have, Brother Aziz, a community this year reported that we have spent more than $1.7 trillion, up from the $1.3 trillion that we did in 2020. And so 2019, and then 2020, we exceeded that, and it went up to $1.7 trillion rather than $1.3 trillion. So that's why we put so much emphasis on the African American community when it comes to building businesses, because you have a community that has such a large amount of spendings, but yet and still there's very few business owners and very few businesses directly in the African American community. I will tell you that as far as having a business close to the African American communities, yes, you'll find that, but having a business directly in our communities, it's something that we as a peoples we haven't done, and it's something as investors throughout this country, just for some reason we like to take monies out of the black community, but we aren't necessarily trying to build businesses in build those communities. Like I said, it has a very, very large, spendings and a very, very large cash flow coming out of those communities. So with that said, Brother Aziz, that's what we are. We are network marketing, business identification. So anyone who calls in this evening, you certainly can present your business. And also, if you have any political concerns, because we do know we're going through some pretty ugly political times. So with that said, Brother Aziz, welcome. I am going whatever comments you'd like to make. Like I said, we're going to generalize and give a few callers a chance to call in. and hopefully Miss Baker will be calling in. So, Brother Aziz, I welcome your comments.
Well, yes, Brother Bilal, and I saw my leg on the greetings to you, my brother.
Well, leg of
I was going to say one of the things that I wanted to start off with that involves you and I, in specific and others like us, is the COVID-19 vaccinations that's available for the veterans now. And I understand this has been taking place for the last couple of weeks across the country, not just in Washington, D.C., where you and I go to the Veterans Administration. And I took the shot today, the first step, and it stung a little bit, like they said, just a tiny bit of soreness in the arm, and I haven't had none of the reactions that they said you may have from it. And be it the will of Almighty God, I won't, you know, and it seemed to be okay. It was like what we're used to when you're in the military, long lines, standing around, moving from one area to another area to finally you get to the destination. And it was quite admirable the way things were conducted today for the VA, since they've had to straighten up a lot of their business affairs with the veterans and the public. So that's one of the things. So that's open for veterans in case any veterans are listening to us. And you're the one informed me, Brother Bilal, that this was going on. I just guess I had an appointment before you, but I wanted to put that out there that you shared that information with me, and I wanted to share it with our listeners in case it was veterans. And right now, they're trying to pass a COVID bill as we speak up on the Hill, trying to get that done so people can get back to work and we can get some business activities going again, because I know there were a lot of businesses that got started during this COVID because of the isolation that everyone has been in. But the regular businesses that we did have before the COVID started, that production has got to get back up. And inshallah, you know, it will start going, getting together in that, because business, especially in our community, has fallen off quite a bit. And that's what the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. is about, again, promoting businesses, identifying businesses, promoting them, and networking businesses together. And this has been an ongoing for Brother Bilal and I for a number of years now. Brother Bilal has been at it a little longer than me, out there networking and marketing businesses and identifying them. And we'd like to continue that because it's very important. This is just one of the many efforts that are out there bringing African-American businesses together. However big or however small these efforts are, we are one of the major efforts out there in business ourselves. We're trying to bring businesses together so that they can net with one another and see if there is some interest that they may have that will benefit one another, as well as letting the regular consumer, our regular listening audience, know that these businesses are out there to serve them. So this is some of the things that we are interested in, and we are doing on a daily basis, identifying African-American businesses, networking and marketing those businesses. So we'd like to continue to do that. And Brother Bilal, I appreciate the effort that you're making out there also, trying, you know, helping get these businesses identified, trying to get them to talk to one another and, you know, stretch out. And we do have the big project, if you want to mention it, about the Alabama project, Selma, Alabama, which just seems like that's one of the ways that we should go today in a new effort in helping promote businesses.
Well, go ahead, brother. Is there any comments you want to make on that subject? Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, in Selma, Alabama, we know a company called IRE.com, well, the black belt. Well, you know, what we'd like the people to know is that down in Selma, Alabama, we have a group of people Brother Harris, Samuels, Dr. Portia Fulford. These are people that are in residential, commercial, real estate, and they're on with a group, and they're going to try to rebuild the city of Selma, Alabama. The city of Selma, Alabama is almost deserted. The people that were running the city, mostly the Europeans, the Caucasians down there, just got tired and shut the city down. And the people that were living there, the African-Americans that were living there, they realized all of a sudden they didn't have any electricity, any water, sewage running. The people had cut all this off and left from there. And this group went out and got together, the Black Belt Credit Union got together with people over. And they're starting to buy up the property of, buy up most of Selma, Alabama, the property there. They're like people from all around, business people in particular, but people, regular people too, to come to Selma and see this creation that we might have, or this new city that we might have. New, and I say new, it's not old, but we're talking about where African Americans are going to take this city over and build it up, create an economic system in this town, build up opportunities in all aspects of business, and at the same time exercise some of the greatest financial intelligence that we've seen in a long time in blacks putting businesses together to where it spreads out and becomes something that is useful to the broad community. So we'd like people, if you're interested in finding out more about this Black Belt Credit Union, you can go to blackbeltcu.org, as well as to register for participation in a visual walkthrough of Selma, Alabama. You can go to a site called IRE, and that's AIREE.com. And there you can not only have a visual walkthrough or see some of what Selma's about, but also participate in an upcoming event that they're going to have next month. But that is some of the things that's going on that New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. is helping to promote, because this, again, is promoting businesses, networking businesses, as well as people that may find an interest in what the other person is doing in their business, and perhaps we can have a business relationship there going on. So those are some of the things that we want to promote again, and we hope that we can see some of y'all in Alabama. But we'll keep promoting this, and hopefully we'll have some of the proprietors of this Black Belt Credit Union, as well as IRE, to come on and give us some information, more information about what's going on around. So that's what I had to say on that, Brother Bilal.
Yeah, Brother Isaac, thanks so much for bringing that up. Just want to say that, yes, indeed, reinventing Black Wall Street through the Black Belt District. And that's the Black Belt District. And like I said, like Brother Aziz just said, go online and you can take a tour of what is going on in Selma, Alabama, as far as rebuilding that city. And also, you can take a tour of many of the advantages that you as a business owner can participate. We're looking for business owners. Remember, this is the first city, other than Black Wall Street itself or the Greenwood District that turned into Black Wall Street. This is the first city that I can say African Americans just flat out own. And that's going to be a Representative John Lewis, old home, Selma, Alabama. And so, again, we invite you to take a tour by going on the website But at the same time, we will be doing business conventions in Selma, Alabama, as soon as this virus is under control and we can start doing business in groups again, then we're going to be looking forward to doing business in Selma, Alabama. And like I said, Selma, Alabama is the example of what's going to be going on all over this country. Like I said, the African-American communities have large amounts of capital, meaning cash, but at the same time, we do not have the businesses to keep the cash in our communities. Therefore, when it comes to goods and services, we cannot service our own communities. So I'm saying, in a way, that's very informative information, because again, knowing that I am going to invest my money into a business, and I've said many times, if you look at the African American communities as an investment, and then you start looking at that community and putting together an investment portfolio, you would find that you're dealing with the community again that has a very large amount of cash to spend, but very few businesses. I doubt if we can account for at least 10% of businesses throughout our entire nation. So again, you can see there's huge room for growth directly in the heart of the Black American communities all over this country. And the Black Wall Street, the Selma, Alabama investors are the Black Belt District. Is taking Selma, Alabama as an example of what they are going to be doing. Not that they're going to be trying to do. They are going to be doing all over this country, and that is building businesses in African American communities. They ask that you become involved because they want to hear from your communities. They want you to tell them your communities and the business participation in your communities, because again, after Selma, we're going to city after city after city, put monies into these cities and put businesses directly into the heart of our communities. So we are becoming very proactive about this, building businesses in our communities. So network marketing, business identification, and growing businesses throughout the African-American communities. That's what the New Africa Business Association, along with many other associations that are coming together, and we all are connected, and we all are going to see to it. Economical changes are coming to our communities. And most of those changes, believe it, we're going to make it happen. Just to give those of you, we're going to be going to the phones here in just a few moments. And to give those of you who would like to participate with us this evening, you can call in. The call-in number for those who would like to participate with us this evening is 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. And you will be able to participate in our discussions this evening. And of course, if you want to use the internet, you go to blogtalkradio.com/NAB. ASSC/URL. I repeat, blogtalkradio.com/NAB ASSC/URL, and you'll be able to come on and participate on with your computer online. We're going to let me see. Look like we might have someone. Let's see if we have someone out of our Oklahoma neighborhood, and that should be some of our Black Wall Street representatives, and see what they have anything up to date that they like to inform us on. So let's see if we have someone from Oklahoma. Do we have any Oklahoma crew with us?
Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
My leg and slime, Sister George. Well, how are you doing?
Slime.
Yes, sir. All is well. All is well. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Politically, you know, it's sad to see what these people are trying to do, but we just need not to become too directly involved. Stay out of their way. Because we didn't cause this commotion. They are upset because we beat them at the polls. They didn't think it was ever going to be done. but we are still where we were when we were speaking a year ago. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters and all your listeners, this festival has come a long, long way. Now, I hear you guys talking about the economic development. We sure could use you guys at our pop-up university, because the classes that you could instruct or assist with could help a whole lot of people get a whole lot of information. But we're excited about our festival, and we look forward to your participation. We're doing 28 days throughout Black History Month. 28 days of living legends. If you know of someone that you would like to nominate that deserves the spotlight, we want to acknowledge the unsung hero. So, brothers and sisters, you guys, help us out. We appreciate you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Salon. Brother Aziz. Go right ahead, Brother Isaac.
Yes, I'm going to say thank you very much, Sister Joy. And I was wondering, did you say any living legends that we know, and these people working in the community?
Okay, all right, bye.
Those are the people, yes, sir. I mean, they could be teachers or entrepreneurs. They could be children. We don't have a specific age. They could be well-seasoned or just getting started. If they're doing it from their heart and giving back to the community, we want to shine a spotlight on them. Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, that's something.
Well, again, Sister George, Sister William, anything that we can do, there is nothing that we're not still willing and able to do. I don't care what organization it is. Our participation is still there. It's just that,
everything is everything, because we're the new Black Wall Street at Oklahoma. That's who we are. That's who we've been, and that's who we started out as. And so that's all I need to know, okay?
Again, so anything New Africa Business Association can offer, we're still with you guys 100%. Now,
I tell you what, this train started out as a little choo choo, but baby, we're getting ready to be Amtrak. Tell you now. Yeah, we were a little choo choo. We're on the rail now, huh? Yeah.
I just heard from my accountant. I know she's trying to come on, but she's with a client that she's been with for quite some time, and I know it's a big client. And you know, this is tax season, so she's looking She's working with the lights on late at night, trying to get these taxes out. She's trying to come on to give us as much information as she possibly can on the other taxes, and especially on any information as far as the relief bills and how we can apply for any monies we need to apply for. And especially those of you who are business who will be applying for these PPP loans that is being given to small businesses. So she'll still come on. She said that she's trying to as soon as she possibly can. So in the meantime, we will just continue our network marketing and what we always do, identifying businesses. And so if you have a business, we certainly welcome you to come on with your business information, and we will certainly put your information. As a matter of fact, if you come on while we're on the station, you will get a chance to speak about your business yourself through your own business introduction. But so in the meantime, we will ad lib, but look like Miss Baker may have cleared herself up. Like I said, I know this is our busy season, and she's trying to get through as many. She's going to be busy for a while, but anyway, look like she's going to give us a few moments, so we won't waste our time. Let me switch right over to her, and we're going to let her clear in as much information as we possibly can. Miss Baker, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, glad. Thanks so much for sharing your busy schedule with us. And we're going to
get
over to you. I am just going to make a few notes on where we left off at. Miss Baker, the last time you was with us, you spoke about you give us some small business information on the SBA. SBA and the PPP, and look like it's a DEDL loans. You also talked about the stimulus checks, and you all are stimulus too, the second stimulus check, and then you give us some information on the first stimulus check. Looked like it was $1,200. Changes in the 1099 miscellaneous form, line 7. And then we spoke about the 1099 miscellaneous form for rentals and other incomes. And also we talked about the W-4. So with that, I'm going to turn it right back over to you. And you can take us from there, and then hopefully we can get some upgraded information from you. Thanks so much, Ms. Baker. Okay, I think we lost Ms. Baker. Looked like she went out and she's coming back in. Here she comes. Here we go. Okay, so again, Ms. Baker, I think we have you back. Welcome to the show. Ms. Baker, are you picking us up? Ms. Baker, we have you on, but I don't know if you're hearing us. Okay, I know we have a woman hearing. I can't hear anything from her.
Can you hear me, Brother Bilal?
Oh, yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Miss Baker, are you with us? Okay, well, hopefully she'll be able to come through.
Well, while she's waiting, while we're waiting for her to return, I need to let you guys know that we're available. You can view the New Black Wall Street on our website. You can also see us on our YouTube station. And we're also available on our Facebook page. So any of those that you would like to access, you'll see all about the festival, how you can donate, how you can participate, and how you can come and enjoy and just have a wonderful week or a few days of seeing the way things could be. And we need to work on that because, Ms. Baker, are you back? Okay, I keep on.
She dropped
because we just came back. We just came back from Atlanta. We went for a little mini vacay, and we were able to make it to Montgomery, Alabama. Where we had the opportunity to visit the Legacy Museum.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been in there, you better get yourself right before you go up in there. Across the street, just around the block, around the corner, around the block there, they have the Museum of the Lynched. That's what I'm going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. Ooh. I mean, every state, because they didn't have Alaska and Hawaii, but all the other 48 are represented. You don't hear me. So it's no time. I'm going to tell you now, it's no time for us to continue being ignorant and stupid and running around here making someone else's dream a reality.
Yeah.
It's time for us to get back to reality. By any means necessary.
That's right.
Making you back?
No.
I just want to throw that in.
No, and anyone else who is on, we're going to be open. We got our mics open for those who want to make comments. Miss Baker, I see where she's coming in and out, but she's having a problem apparently. She's been in twice, and so she's probably having some sort of difficulties. But hopefully be able to work it out. And she can share some information with us. But in the meantime, we'll just keep on. Like I said, our everyday discussion is always businesses and being able to. Let me see. I think we got Miss Baker again. Let me see if we can keep her this time. Miss Baker, are you with us?
Yeah, but I can hardly hear, and I couldn't get back in, so.
Yeah, I was noticing. I see the times didn't even drop. But you're with us now. Can you hear us pretty good? We can hear you.
Yeah, no, I can't. It has a static in the phone. I can hardly hear what you're saying. Can I? Do I sound okay?
No,
oh, yeah.
You're coming in perfect.
Sounds clear.
Yeah, you're coming in perfect. So any information you want to go ahead and share, we can hear you perfectly.
Well, I guess last week I just gave the highlights of, you know, things that were happening on the personal side with businesses and, with the personal side with individuals and then with the businesses. So you want me to recap some of that?
You can go, you can start there if you like and go forward because I notice I know you ain't going to have time to go through our entire agenda. But we'll say what we can, and go forward. Yes, ma'am, you can if you like. Did you want me to?
Well, on the personal. Okay. On the personal side, basically, if you didn't get your stimulus check at all, the first one, you will have to. Apply, you would have to put it on your 2020 tax return to get the credit. So who's ever doing your tax return can put it on your taxes, and it's on your 1040. It's line 30, and you put how much you should have gotten for the stimulus check. Okay, and then the second stimulus check I guess people are getting now, but I think they're still negotiating with the other 1,400. So if you haven't gotten the 600, I guess it's coming, and then the 1,400 is coming later.
Okay.
That's on the personal side. Also on the personal side, if you claim the standard deduction last year, they did add a line where you can take charitable contributions, but they're only giving you up to, I think it's 300 or 350, and that's on line 10B. So that's a new line that's on the tax form for the 1040. And as far as businesses, businesses out here can apply for the PPP, or you can, or you can apply for the EDIL loan, or you can apply for both, whichever one you want to do. You want to do one. Some people rather do the PPP, but basically, in doing the PPP, you have to have a profit. If you don't have a profit, you really can't apply for it. And then if you want to apply for the loan, of course, that's a loan. That's an SBA loan, which is very low documentation, and it's up to $25,000.
And that's the EDIL?
Yeah. That's the EDIL loan. And that loan is 30-year loan, 3.5 interest rate over the 30 periods, and you don't have to start paying for it until after a year after you have it. So your monthly payments is going to be almost $100, $115 a month on a $25,000 loan.
That's all right.
Yeah, for 30 years.
That's that's even better.
But that's very low documentation. Of course, they're going to check your credit report, so because it's an SBA loan, but they're not asking for a lot of information like they usually do.
I hear you.
So the average person, Ms. Baker, that has, let's say, halfway decent credit can more or less qualify for this low interest rate loan, business loan.
Now, the PPP, what they're asking you to do is probably the best person, the best place to go to for the PPP loan if you qualify. And just like I said, you have to have a profit. Is go back to your bank, because if your business money is going through that bank, they know all your history. They know all about your money flowing in and out of there. So it's best to go basically with the bank, which a bank that you bank with your business bank. If not, there's other avenues that you can go through. If you get turned down with your bank, it's other avenues that you can go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it, what I recapped a little bit. I'm Gina Baker. My company is Baker Financial Services, located outside of Atlanta, Georgia. My number is 301-332-6015. And what I do with my clients, I do a free consultation just to see if you can apply for anything based on, you know, some questionnaires that I have to know if we're going to, you know, if they're going to accept the paperwork. Because there's no sense applying and doing all that, and I know they're not going to accept it, so.
Okay,
that's good, yeah.
Now, you said there was a change in the 1099. You said there was some changes in the 1099 miscellaneous form. Especially. Last week you were telling us that there had been some changes in the 1099 miscellaneous form.
Okay, yeah, they did change the 1099 form. It used to be the 1099 miscellaneous, and on there you had where you put the non-employee compensation. The 1099 non-employment compensation is now on its own form. It's called the 1099 NEC, and that's what has got to be filed this year, what should have been filed already. The deadline was January 31st.
And that's non-employees' compensation. That
yeah, NEC. It's called 1099. Yeah, it's called 1099 NEC.
Okay.
So they separated that particular form from the 1099 miscellaneous. It is still a miscellaneous, but the miscellaneous on there is still, it has the royalties and I forgot whatever
policy,
else is on that one.
There's
is
royalty.
That the same one they would use for unemployment? I know it's some type of 1099 form. That,
well, that's the 1099G that you get from the unemployment office.
Okay.
Yeah. And they should have mailed those out by now, too. They're probably going to come out this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are so many people who are unemployed who might need that information.
And now, Ms. Baker,
yeah,
the W-4 withholdings. What is this?
It's I'm having such a hard time hearing you, but I'm trying.
Okay, I was asking about the W-4. The W-4 a form.
Oh, okay, yeah. The W-4, which is for 9-to-5 people, that particular form was changed back in 2019. In 2018, that's when they did the whole overhaul of the whole tax form.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that, they did the taxes really did increase. People don't say they want to increase it, but it was increased. So in 2019 is when most people felt it. They didn't want to bring out the overhaul and the W-4 at the same time, but they did 1 year the overhaul, and then 2019 was the W-4. So people need to go back and look at your W-4, because if you have not changed it to go along with the new tax liability or the withholdings, because exemptions doesn't exist, the only thing they're looking at on that W-4 is the amount of money you make and your filing status. And that's how come they're coming up with your tax liability. Exemptions don't exist. Exemptions only exist with your state.
Oh, okay. All right. I have the lines open. Anyone who has any questions for the accountant, the lines are open. You can certainly ask your questions now.
Good evening, everyone. This is Director Stone. How are you guys doing?
My peace, Ms. Stones. How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm blessed. Thanks for asking. I'm just getting on. I had a time getting into the radio broadcast tonight, but I've came in on the SBA loans that are out there. Ms. Baker, if I heard you correctly, you stated that the PPP is given through your local bank. Is that correct?
Well, they're telling you to start with your local bank, because if you bank at a particular bank, they have all your financial history and your money coming in and out of there. So it's better for them. It's better for you to at least try your local bank, the bank where your business account is.
Okay.
If your local bank and your where your business account is turn you down, it's not like we can go somewhere else after that.
Okay. So if a business has been given in the first round loans from SBA, is there a strong possibility of getting a second loan through SBA? What are the chances?
Okay, for a second disaster loan, I haven't heard anyone trying to get a second one because most people are still trying to get the first one. That's the one that's up to $25,000 with less documentation.
Oh.
I haven't heard anyone trying to do a second one because most people probably, just like you said, depends on how you spent it. Some people probably still got some of that first one. So, I mean, I would have to check and, you know, get some more information about doing that disaster loan. But the PPP is like if this is your first time doing the PPP, then you got a chance to do a first one, and then they also have a second one.
There you go.
Okay.
That's what you wanting to know. Because you can get you $25,000. You're loaning that.
Some of those, I was told, are forgiven loans. So which one of those is the forgiven loan?
That's the PPP. That's the forgiven one.
PPP.
Because the only thing you're doing there is basically saying, I just need enough money to cover, I mean, especially if you're a small business
payroll.
And it's one employee. And it's one employee. I just need enough money to actually pay myself. If you're talking about a larger corporation where you have employees and you're getting paid that way. Yeah, you're getting paid that way. So you would have all your W-2, your 941s and all that information to show that. But if you're self-employed or a 1099 contractor, you have to show a profit in order to get it. So, and the only thing you're saying to them is like, I want money to pay myself. So you have to prove how you pay yourself. And self-employed people, either you set yourself up on a salary or in your own company, or you just draw money out. So you got to prove that to them. And just like you said, it's got to be on your Schedule C as a net profit. Because if it's not a profit, they can't figure out how you paid yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm questioning in lieu of employees, if you have carpenters, electricians, maintenance providers, those on a regular, those are considered employees. So that's the reason being that I'm asking.
Well, they're letting you write off other costs besides payroll, but payroll is going to be your biggest part of it. The other things they're letting you write off is your utilities, how much you pay in utilities, which would be your telephone, your internet, of how much you pay because you need all of that to conduct business. And then they're also letting you write off your health insurance because a lot of people have to pay, self-employed people have to pay their own health insurance. They're letting you add in your retirement because self-employed people have to pay for their own retirement. So all those things, that'll add up to your net profit. Once you add that net profit up along with those other things that you pay on a regular basis times 12, you'll come up with a bigger net profit they're taking that net profit.
Also, what did they do about donations, Gina?
What do they do about what?
Donations. You know, some people make, you know, endowments and donations and things of this nature. How does that
no.
come into play?
Well, they're not considered that. They're not considered that
uh-huh.
in the PPP. The PPP
okay.
is just the bare necessities of how you
mm-hmm.
run your business, of what they think,
mm-hmm.
What they think they can help you with, based on that profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because of what you pay yourself, because you pay yourself to pay your bills. So
right.
if you don't have a profit, if you don't have a profit, how are you paying your bills? If you show a loss on your thing, how can you prove to them that you're paying yourself? You really can't.
Uh-huh.
Because you didn't wrote off that you didn't wrote off everything.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, so it's hard for them to do that unless, just like you said, unless you can, you know, produce that net profit or produce a 1099. And you paid yourself.
And I didn't get a clear answer on the property taxes. Would that also be included?
No. The only thing they're letting you write off far as anything to do is that they rent. Like if you're renting a space in your business, Or you're paying a loan on a building you're buying, the interest you can write off. Or you're paying rent in a facility.
You mean like a mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, even if you look at it, even if you were using a home office or whatever, you do get to write that off on your taxes on your Schedule C, but it's only a portion. So
okay.
I don't even know if that would even be counted. I mean, it's not that much there that could be counted back into what they're doing. You know.
Okay.
So
okay.
even if because the only thing you're writing off in your home office is the interest. And the real estate taxes. But it's a certain portion. It's not 100% because the rest of it is personal.
Okay. Now,
when
I say taxes, I'm referring to commercial real estate taxes.
They're not letting you do that now.
Okay.
Not under
okay.
the PPP.
Okay.
No. It's
okay.
either mortgage
okay.
interest or rent. And that's
okay.
that's about it.
Okay.
So the PPP is really like unemployment for self-employed people because they're only giving you 2.5 months of it. Once you come up with a monthly amount that says that you pay yourself, they saying, okay, multiply that times 2.5%, 2.5, and that's all I'm giving you. So you have to be at least making, I would say, in order to get anything from the PPP that would make sense and make for you, you know, to give them all this paperwork, you know what I'm saying? You would at least have
yeah.
to have like a $25,000 profit
mm-hmm.
in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
with that, you probably could get about $5,000.
Uh-huh.
$25,000 profit. You would have to be
profit,
making a profit,
profit
on that Schedule C. But by the time we go through dividing 12, you have to divide 12 into 25, then you get a monthly amount, and then you multiply that times 2.5.
Uh-huh.
It's only like $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the time you go through the formula, with some people it doesn't make sense once it's under a certain amount. Like if you was only getting,
okay.
if you only had a $10,000 profit, it probably's not gonna make sense because
mm-hmm.
you probably what get maybe $1,000. You know, You know, so if you have a profit that's, if you have a profit that's $25,000 and up, it makes sense because it's really like gonna end up being good. I mean, it'll really end up being something that you don't have to pay back.
Okay.
You know, so it's like $5,000 somebody's giving you, and you ain't got to pay it back, but you have to show that profit.
Okay.
So, just to give a scenario here, Ms. Baker, can you hear me? Ms. Baker, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You're giving a scenario here. In other words, I made a $300,000, a $300,000 growth income. But after, after expenses, my net was $15,000. I wouldn't qualify for that PPP.
You can qualify with that 15, but that 15 is not going to give you what you think it's going to give you. You know what I'm saying? Because you still gotta divide that 15 times 12. Because they're saying this is how much money you paid yourself.
Okay, that's what I can apply for.
Yeah, but it probably wouldn't even be worth all the paperwork.
No, well, I can see. Now when you start talking about paperwork, I know that's where we need to deal with you. Is that very complicated?
Well, I'm just saying because they're asking for driver's license, they're asking for your state license to show that you're a legitimate company in that state. I mean, they're asking for a lot of things here, you know. So if
right.
you know you're only going to get $1,000, why is it worth
it? Yeah, because, and of course, your cost is in there. Oh,
well,
sure.
I mean, you're going to have to pay me. I'm not going to. You know what I'm saying?
Your cost is in there, so saying you're absolutely right.
Make it clear.
Yeah. So I mean, I would never tell you to do something like that if you couldn't get at least $5,000.
Precisely. I just wanted to make everybody get a good vision of what we're saying here. When we start applying for something like you said, if your profit wasn't there and you're looking to apply for $25,000, and you said, do you have to pay this loan back, or is this one
not with the PPP? Because the PPP,
okay.
you're telling them what you're spending the money on. All you got to do is get the money and then prove it back to them that you spent it that way.
Right, and then but on the EID.
You have to pay that back.
At a low interest rate.
Right, and they might ask you what you spent some of that on, but most of the time with small businesses, if they give you $25,000, it's like you know you're probably spending it on paying yourself because you got to pay yourself to pay your bills.
Your personal bills.
Got to pay yourself. The rest of it is what you're doing with it, and that's why you got to be very careful with the loan. The rest of the money of what you're doing with it is you're using it to enhance your business. Like maybe you got to do your website so you can get more business. A lot of businesses got to revamp themselves, you know, into this online thing. So you got to market. You got to do all of that. So if you show all of that with the $25,000 and then, just like you said, you're getting new business, you didn't rebrand yourself and all that, you can they'll see all of that.
Okay. Well, Ms. Baker.
You know, so that's why with the $25,000 loan, you got to do a realistic budget on how you're going to spend that money.
Okay. Well, Ms. Baker, we only
have a few.
I think
he's trying to tell you that time is up, sis.
Yeah, and so I want you to give out your information so those who need to get in touch with you. So give out the information. so they can
okay.
get their assistance if they need it.
Okay, it's Gina Baker, Baker Financial Services. My number is 301-332-6015.
Okay, and thanks so much. Miss Baker will be back with us at some other time. Like I said, we are into her real busy season. We didn't get to many of the things we wanted to get to. We wanted to get into... Yes. Now, was there any more questions? If so, we're going to sign out, and hopefully we'll be able to come bring this conversation back up in the near future. If not, then we thank you for your attention, and until next Wednesday, at the same time, New Africa Business Association Network Marketing and Business Identification, and we will be right back here to continue our business conversation next Wednesday. So we will see you then. Good evening.
Good evening. That's from Ray.
Turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walked away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, that it might be you.